Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Oliver Kemp.
Welcome to the Kent Online Podcast on Thursday, the 27th of August. First today, a Kent professor is warning employers to make sure offices are COVID secure, despite the health secretary saying the risk of transmission is low. Matt Hancock said NHS track and trace data shows there's little evidence of coronavirus spreading in workplaces. But Martin Michaelis from the University of Kent School of Biosciences is warning that we can't be sure that's the case when most people have been working from home. He says if considerable care isn't taken when more of us do go back to the office, then there's a high risk of us catching the virus.
It's very unlikely in a lockdown when nobody goes into the office that you actually have transmissions there. So making this conclusion out of that, that can't happen, I think is flawed. If you think about it, an office is the perfect place for spreading the virus. If you think of a hot desk, you're sitting there for longer. So the first person has much more time, if they are infected, to contaminate the place. And the second person sits much more longer, touches many more things than you would normally do. Aerosols, they become smaller, and that means they travel further. 1-2 meters, they may travel even further, 3-4 meters. And the other problem is they're inhaled further, deeper into the lungs. And the deeper the virus gets into the lungs, the more likely it is to cause a severe disease.
Beck Sims, chief exec at Reflect Digital in Maidstone, has been telling us about their changes to the offices.
So we're probably only going to be able to have half the team in at a time, and then just making sure that they're not sitting opposite each other, they're either next to each other or they're on the diagonal. If Maidstone suddenly becomes a hotspot, then we'll quite quickly just go back to working at home. Being a digital business, it's super easy to kind of flex between the two, really.
Kent Online News.
In other news, there are calls for a clampdown on fly tipping in Kent. Council bosses across the county have written to the Magistrates Association asking for tougher sentences for those who illegally dump rubbish. It's feared organised crime is causing more of it, which could be damaging for the environment. Councillor Matthew Bailey is from Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. He says it's costly to clear up, and not just for local authorities.
It's never a victimless crime, no matter where it takes place. I mean, we do actually think that organised crime is behind a lot of the fly tipping. And even if it is on public land where there's not an immediate impact on local residents, the council does still need to clear it up, which does obviously involve money that we raise from local residents. And that's money that we could be spending on other more positive and constructive services. So even if it's a small fly tip, it does have quite serious negative implications for the council as well as for the local community. I think it is organised groups, as I said, that actually do most of the fly tipping. So if we can clamp down on those groups, and tougher sentencing is one way of doing that, then that helps. I would also urge local residents to be very careful about who they actually pay and instruct to remove waste for them. There are sites where you can check whether somebody is actually a licensed waste company. If they're not, and if they're offering you a cheap deal, it may mean that they're going to fly tip your waste. And of course, if your waste contains information that about you, then you're the ones that will actually be tracked down by the authorities.
Cricket and Kent will be hoping to build on their recent good form in the Bob Willis Trophy, their T20 Blast campaign beginning this afternoon. They're playing Hampshire behind closed doors in the opening game at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury. Head coach Matt Walker says they've got a tough game on their hands.
I think this year's an interesting one. I think we haven't got overseas players. We've got a few players out with England. Again, it gives us an opportunity, but I think that's exciting for me. We want to become the best T20 side in the land. That's a vision of ours. It may take a little bit of time. Things don't happen like that overnight. It may happen sooner than we think. We may go on and win it this year. I just don't know, is the honest truth. We've got young players, some playing their third, fourth game. So there's a bit of an experience, certainly in the bowling lineup with quite an experienced attack. But this is what we want. We need these guys to play. They want to play. They want to put their hands up, and they want to be in this team. Everyone wants to be in this team. And it'd be, I think, more likely it'd be a learning curve this season. Give guys a run at it. Make sure they start learning around how to go about playing T20 cricket. And it's like anything, you know, unless you start playing in the competition, you don't improve. You don't learn from mistakes, and you practice all you want, but it really comes down to the crunch when you're in battle and you're playing against good sides and learning on the job, so to speak. So I think this year will be a real learning year for us. But if we click with the players that we've got, all the ability we've got in this dressing room, we could do something pretty special.
Some other top stories briefly now, and plans to build a new secondary school in Margate are now going ahead after the idea was scrapped last year. Park Crescent Academy is going to be built on the former Royal School for Deaf Children site on Victoria Road. A public consultation is underway on the proposals, and you can see what it could end up looking like at kentonline.co.uk. Two men have been arrested after a teenage girl was stabbed in Bexley Heath. The 17-year-old was attacked in Broadway yesterday evening, and her injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. Police say they had to taser a man who was aggressive towards officers while drunk in Whitstable. British Transport Police were called to Greystone Road in the early hours of this morning and detained the suspect. He was later fined for being drunk and disorderly. Two people have been taken to hospital with potentially serious injuries following a serious crash on the A21 near Tunbridge Wells. The road was closed after a car and a lorry collided at 11 this morning. And homeless people in Maidstone who turn down accommodation that doesn't allow pets will no longer automatically lose their right to housing. A woman has started a campaign to change the policy after her friend took his own life when he couldn't take his dogs into an emergency home. People will now be able to refuse an offer of permanent accommodation if it doesn't take pets. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.